from forever and ever and ever. And ever and ever. One forever and ever and ever.
Folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast, I want to tell you quickly about NTTFitness.com. What is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you're like me, if you're like most Americans, you're fat, you're lazy, you want food, and you want it now. You're hungry, you're going to go through the Burger King drive-thru, and you're going to get one of those dollar tacos because you want to see what all the fuss is about, and you're disappointed, and you should be. You should be ashamed of yourself. NTT Fitness is a food delivery service, but it's not just food, it's good food, and it's good for you. Use my code LEVELUP15, you'll get 15% off your first order. There's macros, there's micros, it's stuff you should put in your body. NTTFitness.com. LEVELUP15, 15% off your first order. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive, Rob Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you were a program director, ops manager, which you are de facto, but no one admits it, and you say like, "Hey, Mike's going to replace somebody. This is going to be who is it going to be?"
I would probably get rid of. I would keep Anna and Will because I think they're both good. I would get rid of that show. We'd probably put some syndicated programming on it, but cheaper, and then I'd add them to different shows.
Oh, okay.
I think Will is a prize that nobody's discovered yet.
Yeah, he's a diamond in the rough for sure.
Yeah, I would put him on a different show and give him more exposure. But that's the first thing that I would do. So you can't reverse these things on me because I have no problem saying what's on my mind.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3... 2, 1.
I won't let you down. I will not give you up. Gotta have some faith in the sound. It's the one good thing that I've got. I won't let you down. So please don't give me up. Cause I would really, really love to stick around. Oh yeah.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. Freedom, baby, as we're all on lockdown. The new world. I think we're probably on lockdown by now, by the time you're hearing this. If not by the state, then by the cities. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor. On Tuesday the 24th, when I'm recording this, way too early to be recording this because there's going to be so much news that comes out since then, but I don't have any time, man. I don't have to tell you. I'm not bragging. I don't have any time. So I have some time right now. So I'm doing it now. But this will still be relevant, I hope. But City of Tampa, well, it's definitely going to be on a stay-inside order, stay-at-home order. Which means, I don't know. What does that mean? I'm trying to ask. I know the Mayor Kreisman and the city of St. Petersburg is looking into putting in a similar order, and they probably already have by now. And I asked on Twitter, Kevin King, the chief of staff over there, what happens if I don't do that? What are you going to do? Not like daring them or anything, but like what can you do? Are you going to arrest me? That seems like, because you're letting people out of jail. Most people are being let out of jail if they're nonviolent offenders right now to stop the spread of this COVID-19 bug. And he goes, no, we're not going to arrest you. We're trying to figure it out. Are you going to fine me? Because, you know, I'm lucky enough to have a job right now. Two jobs. Not, again, not bragging. I'm just saying. I have two jobs. But a lot of people don't. So you're going to fine somebody who doesn't have money that's struggling right now? That doesn't seem right. Can't really do that. So I think it's just like a suggested, like, here's what you should do. And now we're telling you, like, double, like, now we're telling you, you have to do it. What are we going to do to you? He can't do anything to you. But we're just saying, like, now it's official, man. I don't know. It doesn't really make sense. So, yeah, this is still going on. It's still going to be going on forever. I go back and forth. Today is a good day. I feel pretty good today. I was convinced that yesterday that I had the bug because I couldn't breathe. But then I just realized it was my anxiety. I get very anxious sometimes, even still. I have pretty good control over my emotions now, but this is a rare circumstance. So, you know, your chest gets tight. And I'm like, oh, this is just an anxiety attack, a three-day anxiety attack. And then once I realized that, it got kind of better. You just got to push through that. There's nothing you can really do outside of medicating yourself, which I would love a Xanax, but I don't have any. So you just go, okay. Okay, body and mind. Go ahead, do your worst. You can't kill me. So just kind of got to ride it out. But it is, we're all in lockdown now. It's going to take a while. Here's what I was thinking about today. I don't think there's anything they can do about this. They keep asking, you know, these questions. I see the poor president. Oh, my God. I watched one of the news conferences with him, and he is not good at this. This is not his strong suit. He is good at his rallies, riffing. When things are good, he's good. But he's not good at this. And I wish he would just go, listen, I'm not good at this. He won't do it because his ego is too big. But just say, like, listen, these guys are the heads of this thing. I'm going to leave it up to Mikey Pence and the tiny doctor man and lady doctor. So these are the people you're going to ask. They're the most knowledgeable, and I'm kind of putting my faith in them to handle this thing. But, you know, the press would give him hell if he did that. He's not a leader and blah, blah, blah. And he's not good at answering questions. And the press isn't good at asking questions either. They're trying to do these gotcha questions to him constantly during this whole thing. Why isn't my life like it normally is? Well, it's just not. And it doesn't matter who the president is right now. You're still going to have this problem. And there's nothing they can do. How do you fight an enemy that's invisible? The only way to do it is you force everybody to stay at home. And not leave for groceries, not leave for any reason. Barricade yourself in your house for a month, and we wouldn't have this problem at all. It would die off, and that would be it. It's not going to happen. It's unreasonable to even think that that could be a possibility. You should have, you know, a month's supply of food ready to go. You should have water. You should have all these things, but nobody does, especially in this country. So it's not going to happen. So what they're trying to do is put these, you know, stay-at-home, you know, ordinances in effect, hoping that to flatten the curve, as they say. But there's really nothing. You got to let it kind of, they're letting it burn through. That's really all you can do. Now, obviously, I think they're doing the right thing by telling people to stay home as much as they can, work from home, and you should. You know, this is a... They don't know, you know, there's so much audio of people talking about the flu still. H1N1 in 2008, whatever it was, 2012. That had 700-something deaths in its whole outbreak. We're at that right now at the beginning of this virus. We don't know what the death rate is of this virus. It could be up to 10%, I've heard. So what are you going to do about that? There's nothing you can do. Life cannot be totally put on hold, you know, in the world and, you know, especially here. We just don't have that attitude here. We're not prepared to stay at home for a month. You know, they're fighting with this bill, the stimulus bill to get some money in the American people's pockets. and a bunch of corporations. And then some other tribe is trying to sneak in a bunch of pork into this bill. It's unreal how we're still playing politics at the end of the world, as we know it, anyways, for a period of time. I feel good. Like I said, I feel good today. I don't feel all doom and gloom like I was last week. But that could change pretty quick. I would imagine that my mood will change very quick based on getting some new info. Cases are exponentially rising. We saw the GIFs and the GIFs of the graph of what would happen if this thing goes unregulated, and it just starts to go literally up in a straight line. The curve just goes up in a straight line. That's where we're at right now. So what do you do? Why is the response from the red people and the blue people totally different for something like this? There should be science that we just follow, whether you're on the red team or the blue team here, which is what we're doing now. And these dummies and the press and the corporate press, anyways, just they hate the president, man. They were trying to sneak in all this crap into the bill. Why aren't they just getting this bill done? I mean, it should be pretty easy, because they snuck in a bunch of pork. And they do this with every single bill that comes out. There's always stuff put in it. It's concessions made. Well, you want to do this? Well, we want this. Our team wants this. Shut up. You can't have it right now. They're more. This is trying to get people not to loiter and shoot each other in the streets, because we will do that. The government knows that. They don't want that to happen. But they're it's a poker game. How far can we? Maybe we can, if we bluff this, maybe we can get them. I don't think Democrats are going to get what they want on this thing. But they're putting in all this crap into the bill. They wanted a certain number of people of color and women guaranteed on boards. They wanted, and it was Green New Deal stuff, emissions for airplanes. Like, what is that? We don't. That's not it right now. We're dying. But I know they go, well, we're dying. The climate's changing. We need to get this done. And you just go, ugh. Then it doesn't matter. Then just don't do it. And I know it'll probably get done. And I got to be honest, I'm looking forward to that $1,000 check. I'm going to buy a home studio with that. That's what I'm going to buy. Stimulate the economy, doing my part. Because I want to be able to, you can get this, they have this Rodecaster thing, it's called. It's expensive. It's like $500. And then you can download they have these, for radio, they use these things called Comrexes. And basically you get some sort of IP address or something like that, and you use the internet, and you can go directly into the board, the big board at the radio station wirelessly, and you can broadcast from your home. And it's like a $30 app. Ben Swig used it on Saturday, because you can only have essential employees at the Bone Studios right now and Cox Media Group, period. He used it, sounded great. He had a nice microphone and his Rodecaster in the app, and it sounded like he was in studio. So I want to make sure I have that, just in case. Also, too, you know, if just the apocalypse happens, I'm just going to keep podcasting from my house. So I want to be able to, I know with my podcast feed, I can just go live and do shows from there. And get on a Hummel on Skype, and we can do shows still from our house. So that's what I'm going to do with that money when I get it. Should probably put it away, but for what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore. What are you saving it for? Saving it for the end of the world. This is it. So that's what I'm going to buy when I get that check, and then probably spend the rest on bullets. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. Truvy, T-R-U-V is in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. I think Chrissy's probably on hiatus right now. You know, I think her shop is closed. All businesses have to be closed. But, you know, when this whole thing ends, and if you're still alive, go support local businesses. Chrissy's been in the area. She's homegrown here. Born and raised in St. Pete in Pinellas County, anyways, much like me. And she does a great job. So Visit her. Make your appointment. True V, T-R-U-V is in Victory, Y, Salon and Spa. .com 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Pete. Truvy Salon and Spa.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSt.Pete.com.
You see the guy that died this week because he drank chloroquine phosphate, a man and wife, because Trump told him to do it. And he went, okay, I'm in, dude. Let's do it. So they did, and the husband died. It's used in fish tanks to treat fish, but it has a very similar name, and part of this compound that Trump was talking about is an effective prescription medicine antiviral to treat the coronavirus. It's used to treat malaria and lupus now. We talked to Dr. Michael Tang this past weekend, about it, and he said, you know, it's a heavy-duty drug. Like, you don't really want to take it. I mean, it's not good for you. It's very bad for you. But the idea is to get the viral load in your body down enough where your body can take care of the rest, so you don't take it for a long period of time. But it does show promise for the COVID-19 as a treatment. And all over the internet this week, I saw freaking the dishonesty that some of these members of the corporate media went out of their way to try to smear this as this is Trump's killing people. This guy is a Darwin Award first entry member into the Hall of Fame. He drank a chemical used in fish tanks because it was similar to something that Trump said. It still doesn't negate the fact that the real treatment that Trump said, the chloroquine, could be effective for treating the virus. Two different things. I know they're similar sounding, but they're different chemicals. And they went ahead and said, I saw one article on MSN and it was talking about just 2 grams of this medication could kill you. Well, 10 grams of caffeine can kill you. 2 grams is a lot. You don't really take 2 grams of anything in a single dose. Michael Tang was saying you take about 500 milligrams. So not 2 grams. I mean, it's not good for you. I'm not saying it's great, but it's a lesser of two evils type thing. You know, you don't take it for a long period. And I don't think they're actively prescribing this, but it is something interesting. What's his name? Elon Musk was talking about it as well. He put up some studies. Thing is, this thing's so new that these studies, they don't have a big... That's why we're having such problems with this. It's just a new thing. And they don't have very much data on it. And, you know, we were talking to Michael Tang from USF, and he was saying that, you know, there's some viruses they've been working on a vaccine for 60 years that they still don't have. So he's a best case scenario. We're talking like a year, 18 months for this COVID-19. Hopefully it just kind of burns itself out, you know, at least before the next come up, you know, before you can get a vaccine for it. But a year, he was saying like a year is... That would be if everything goes completely right. So we're going to have some sort of treatment for this thing. I just saw now that Atlanta's ICUs are already at capacity. So that's not good. There's going to be a lot of people dying in Atlanta right now. So you're going to have to come up with something. And I understand, like, the president shouldn't be up there talking about medical stuff. But he's just saying, like, this is something that's being talked about. He's not saying do it. He's certainly not saying drink a freaking fish cleaner chemical. The guy that did it, like, I'm sorry, he's a dumbass. And now he's dead from his own stupidity. But they tried to pin it on the president like it was his fault. I go, what? It's not the same thing. And usually when they do this type of stuff, they're usually like very factual, and it's just how they frame the fact. So it's like, all right, well, that's not really truthful, but at least you're getting your facts straight. This one they just ran with. It got kind of squashed pretty quick, though. I mean, a lot of people were like not having it. And I saw Axios, in Axios defense, they took down their story on the guy dying from it because, yeah, it wasn't really true. I mean, it was true. He died drinking this thing because he thought it was the compound that the president was talking about. But that's not that's not his fault. But they ran with that, and that kind of slowed down real quick, though. I saw, like, a bunch of, you know, Brian Stetler from CNN retweeted that the president is killing people now. And it's just like, oh, my God. Like, even if you're parsing, I can't believe you can look at that and be like, yeah, that's true. I can't believe that people actually think that. But I guess it's just how your perspective on things. We're looking at two things, and some people are seeing six, and some people are seeing nine. But holy moly. That was really ridiculous. But that kind of got squashed. I think once Axios took down their story, then they kind of changed their tune. But man, that was frustrating. Holy crap. I'm just like, I just want the truth. That's what I'm looking for here. And they're not giving it to you. You have to go really seek it out. If I were to watch, I was talking to my boss about this. My boss is just like an old white guy. So he's just like a Republican guy. And everybody I talk to, by the way, that voted for Donald Trump, at least in my circle, this is anecdotal, they don't really like him. But they go, yeah, I wish he would stop talking the way he does. He talks like an ass, and he is an ass. But I like I like a lot of things that he's doing. And he's done some good stuff. I think you have to... Well, you don't have to do anything, but you should look at it objectively, and some of the things he's done have been good. I mean, anything any president done, a lot good, a lot bad. But they, you know, if I were to watch MSNBC and CNN all day, like a lot of these people do, I would think that this guy is a dictator that needs to die, that not only needs to leave office, but die, because they are... brutal, man. I try to watch it every now and again. I can't do it. I get a few minutes in, I just don't have the patience. I try to read, you know, Huffington Post or, you know, some other viewpoints just to know what they're saying. I mean, you got to know your enemy. But yeah, I would, and so I don't really blame like the people, you know, or my peers that just go, this guy's got to go. He's bad. He's sexist. Yeah, all right. I see how you would think that, at least. I could put myself in your shoes. It's just funny, though, because these people, they've never watched Fox News in their life, but they know what The Daily Show has said about Fox News, and they know that it's the worst thing on television. And Fox is certainly biased, no doubt about it. But... I mean, they're just on the other side, the other side of a coin. And they have some decent reporters on there. Brett Baer, that's just like a news guy. What's that other old guy that's on there? Brett Hume or something? He's got a similar name. Those are just anchors. They just kind of talk about the news. They're not opinion guys. They're not Sean Hannity. They're not Tucker Carlson. They're just like news dudes who report the news with probably a slight of a right of center presentation. Bias is okay as long as you're honest about it. But these people who claim to be objective arbiters of truth that are the pits are the worst. And if you go outside of that bubble, you find out very quickly that they're lying to you, or at least framing things in a way that isn't really reality. 813-693-2124. Have you drank fish cleaner? Did you survive? Did it cure coronavirus? You shoot yourself in the head with a gun, 100% effective against the coronavirus. You will not have that disease anymore. So don't do that, by the way. It's not worth it, but it will be effective. HMBRadio.com is the website there. Please subscribe to this podcast feed if you have not, if you're listening on Radio St. Pete, because if S goes down, then I'm just gonna be doing this from my tiny little apartment. Live broadcast from my tiny apartment at the end of the world. You know, the world needs a little laughter at the end of the world, don't it? And you should listen to me, because that's what's good. Oh, man. I don't know, dude. I get so frustrated with this stuff, and I go, it doesn't matter anymore. Why are you frustrated? There's bigger things to worry about. I can be honest with you, this has been like a staycation. It's great. I go into my day job. Thank God I work for people that are decent human beings. I mean, at least at my day job anyway. They look out, you know, we're like a family. I've been there 10 years. You know, I don't make a lot of money, but for what I do, I get paid fairly decently. I have my own apartment, I have a vehicle, so I can't really complain. And they're like, yeah, we'll kind of split the duties during the week, so I'm able to kind of work from home, in quotes, but I really just have like an email up. That's really all I can do, and it's not too much going on right now. Obviously, you know, a lot of people are working from home, and it's like we're paused. Obviously, time is moving, but everybody's on pause right now. We're not, I'm not thinking about anything in the future. And we're just getting through this right now, this pandemic, trying to stay healthy, trying to survive, do the right thing, you know, look out for ourselves and our community. And we'll think about the future later. Like, I'm not thinking about my career right now. I'm not thinking about going on dates right now, trying to get girls to bag me from the apps. That's on pause. I'm just worried about getting through the day, not being too bored, doing what I can for myself. But it's just bizarre, man. It's just pause. Moving, but paused. The whole world's like that, too, which is even weirder. Because usually you just find, like, an area. Like, you thought about, you know, oh, my God, Africa's got freaking Ebola. Oh, my God, what a mess. Well, I'm going to go to the bar. And now it's just like that everywhere. Now, there is no escape from this thing. I don't think there's a country in the world that isn't dealing with this virus right now. So it's weird. Totally weird. But at least we're all kind of all in it together, you know, literally. This is a worldwide thing. And, you know, even people we couldn't disagree with more and we have really big qualms with, they're dealing with it. I saw ISIS put out a pamphlet of how to deal with coronavirus. And they're like, don't go to Europe right now. Put jihad's on hold right now. Don't go over there. You get sick. Stay away from people. Wash your hands. Make sure you do social distancing. It's just weird. Like, everybody's on the same page right now. Even people that want you dead are like, all right, we'll just put that on a pause for now. I wonder if bombing is still going on. Probably, right? They're probably still dropping bombs with drones and stuff on people. It's a scary prospect. And what are they going to do? Like, when this is over, like, what's the penance does China have to pay the world at that point? Anything? I mean, it feels like they should do something. What that is, I don't know. America definitely needs to look into not getting our medicines made over there anymore, not our masks made over there anymore. Things that we need to fight a pandemic like this, we shouldn't depend on the people who are unleashing a pandemic like this. So we need to, I was listening to some podcast, and I guess in the 80s they had this, there was always this thing on the books that anything like medical wise or antibiotics or prescriptions needed to be made in America. And in the 80s, this judge ruled that, well, yes, that's still true. But if you get the components of a thing, of whatever you're making, you know, the chemicals or whatever, You can get those from other countries. So we started doing that, assembling, getting all these chemical compounds from China and then assembling them here in the States, and then technically it was made in America. Some Chinese economists a few weeks ago, before this pandemic was unleashed, you know, we have a trade war going with China. He was saying, well, maybe as leverage, we just won't ship the States their antibiotics anymore. Pardon, et moi? That would be a hell of a way to win that war. Boy, what a cost, though. I mean, they're talking about literally killing people at that point. It is a war. So maybe we should look into, I know it's not going to happen overnight, but maybe we should look into medical stuff. You know, maybe we can make baseball caps over there still, but maybe not medical gear, maybe not respirators, masks, medications. Maybe we should bring that back or find a country we can depend on that won't take us from behind if the S hits the fan. How do you pay off that debt if the world decides that, yeah, you know, you guys were kind of irresponsible with this thing and you kind of let it spread and a bunch of people died. And if, you know, should give us some sort of compensation for that. And it's like not only the United States, but gosh, the whole world at that point. So, I mean, it won't happen, but, you know, it probably should. I don't know how you would do that. 813-693-2124. I'd like to hear your thoughts. What do you think about this thing? Should we pursue that? Is that something the world should pursue? What should we do? You know, I'm sure you've been thinking about it. Everybody knows what's going on, right? 813-693-2124. Anyway, check out homemadepodcasts.com. Homemade Podcast is a media consulting company. It's my company. If you're interested in podcasting but don't know how to start, well, this is a good time. You have plenty of time. I won't meet with you now, but we can do some sort of FaceTime or some sort of Skype, something along those lines. Homemadepodcasts.com is a website. You can leave a message at the HMB radio line, 813-693-2124. I get voicemails and texts on that line. Or HMBradio.com, there's a contact page with all the email addresses. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast, because who knows what's going to happen. And if S hits the fan, then I will be podcasting the end of the world. So that'll be fun. If you're feeling very generous, there's a donate page over at HMBradio.com. If you're enjoying this content, well, there's my little PayPal and Venmo account there. If you're feeling, don't just forget it. Don't do it right now. I'm okay right now. So there's other people that probably need it. Your bartenders need it. They need your money. So give it to them. Venmo them. And I think with that, I'm going to get out of here. I hope you enjoyed. Tune into The Bone on weekends. I'll be there. And every weeknight at midnight. And a lot of times from 9 to midnight on The Johnny B Show. Get The Bone app. We got coronavirus updates. Have a great week. This is Will Kuntz. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. I'll talk to you soon.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.